Once we've got the context or for communication, for intervention established, our next step then is to develop appropriate AAC systems to make sure that the kids actually have the tools to participate effectively within those interactions. By definition, these are kids who are at risk in terms of speech development, so they don't have much access to vocalizations or speech in their interactions, and they may be very limited in their ways to communicate with others. So one of our first steps is to work with the families to develop appropriate AAC systems for the children. And as we're doing that, there are four criteria that we're always thinking about. First, the systems must be versatile. Secondly, they must be appealing. Thirdly, they must be dynamic. And fourthly, they must be easy to use. So let's just talk a little bit about each of those and what the implications are in terms of system development.